Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Okay. Well, hi, everybody. Happy Monday. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Happy February.
Why is my brain still like, I feel like I'm in a dream right now. Why? Do you feel that way too?
No. Like, why? What's going on?
I don't know. I heard it in my head, like the show had started, and I was like, wait, we're doing a radio show. Everyone prepare. All right, here we are. Well, welcome. Hopefully it was a good weekend for you. First show of February. So how was the weekend?
It was phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Because both heartbreaking and phenomenal. Heartbreaking because I finally took down my Christmas tree.
Really?
Sad, sad, sad. But phenomenal because we got these like LED lights to put in our living room to replace the light that was bringing the joy of the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And there's so many different settings on these things that like literally all weekend long, Garage Boy and I are just, we were just dancing, running around in the living room, like playing music with these lights. There's also like a voice detection mode to where they'll move and change colors as you're speaking to your voice. It was like
what
mayhem.
Would you say, like, what do you mean?
It just did it like you're literally like, as I'm talking now, like the lights, like they do whatever inflection in your voice and they just change color. So just all weekend long, it was like a new toy.
It was like you're in the club.
And they just change colors.
We think we need a video of this.
Oh, I have one. Yeah.
Okay. I need to see what that.
It's so crazy.
How you talk and the lights change. But that is I'm like sad. I was sad about the Christmas thing. That really took me off guard this morning. Y'all, this weekend it was kind of a laid back weekend because I'm traveling the next couple weeks. But you ever like look at your phone this time of year especially, and it's like, it was like 48 out, right? And you're like, 48? I can handle 48,
well,
right?
The sun was actually out, which was nice.
It was out. Saturday it was out. It was nice. I was like, I'm going to go over to Centennial Park down in Columbia, and I'm just going to go for a walk. Because I mean, I need to take advantage of this weather, right?
Yeah.
Winter 48 and summer 48, two totally different 48s. And like, I'm not even sure why. I know it's like the wind, but like, damn, if it says 48 right now, that could still easily be coat weather, like heavy coat weather too. It's a big park, right? So I got like halfway through and I was like, I regret all of this. Why did I
leave? Did you not wear a jacket?
No, I did, but still, just that wind hitting your face.
Oh yeah.
Like after 20 minutes, I was like, why did I do this for my health? This was terrible. I think actually this is killing me slowly, but man, I just can't trust it, especially in the groundhog too. The groundhog predicted more winter, and I'm like, yo, what? Like,
yeah,
damn.
It was, at least it was pretty out though. That was
it
nice.
Was. Yeah, the sun was nice for sure. This was the final year that Punxsutawney Phil will be predicting the spring or winter weather. Well, that's if PETA has their way at least, and they have a solution that I want to run past you and see if you think this could be a good replacement for the world famous groundhog weather prediction, okay? Welcome to PA. So cray cray. It's not that we hate our neighbors at all. We just we're confused by what they're doing up there. You know what I mean? Jess, what's this next segment about?
We love our neighbors in PA, but some, I think, more like random bizarre things tend to take place up there. So we just kind of gather around and get updated on what's going on.
I think the bizarre part about this segment is that before we got here, at least, like, we got here and like for the first year, nobody mentioned that like weird stuff was happening in Pennsylvania. Like, nobody else was doing it. Like, we almost had to bring this to your attention because we're like, yo, not that much. I mean, like, there's obviously news stories, but like, these like weird, funky news stories never come out of Delaware, Maryland, never come out of Virginia, never come out of DC. Literally, only Pennsylvania. And we don't know why. We're not sure. We're not sure if it's something in the water, if it's the altitude, they're higher than it. I don't know. But it's our weekly mission to prove to you that Pennsylvania is just weirder than Maryland. I don't know why. Obviously, yesterday was Groundhog's Day. I don't know if by now you heard the unfortunate news if you like cold weather. I mean, if you hate cold weather.
Phil looked to the skies and then, speaking in groundhoggese, directed the president to the proper scroll, which reads, "It's Groundhog Day, and maybe life is on a loop, but I miss my burrow. I miss my coop." So I'm headed back down. There's a shadow up here. Get ready for 6 more weeks of winter this year.
If you've never seen a video of this event, it is out of control. I watched it live in real time last year, and there are tons, like when you hear
it's
that,
it's like a
crowd,
Ravens game, bro. It's weird.
It's insane.
Yeah, and like honestly, this could be. I mean, imagine if Groundhog Day wasn't what it was. If we came on here, we're like, hey, Pennsylvania's got a weather predicting groundhog. That could be the story alone. But yeah, it's become so normal that like, okay, it's tradition. Got it. Yeah, fine.
For a long time.
But PETA, listen, PETA obviously is never been happy.
Yeah, I feel like they've been trying to shut down this operation for quite some time.
Every year, they try to say something. Well, this year, I guess maybe the people that love Groundhog Day, well, what would we do? Like, what would we do if we didn't have Punxsutawney Phil giving us the weather report?
Yeah.
PETA provided a solution that they'll actually pay for the rest of time. They basically said, listen, if you'll let Phil go and put him into like a sanctuary where he'll be treated well forever, what we'll do is every year, we will provide you with a giant vegan weather reveal cake every single year. So like, think,
are you serious?
Think gender reveal. Think gender reveal, okay? And basically, so like, if you cut inside the cake and it's blue, that would mean there's 6 more weeks of winter. And if you cut into this cake and it's pink, that means there would be an early spring. Okay?
No.
thoughts on PETA's
resolution. I understand PETA's stance and what they're trying to achieve, but they needed to come back with something way better than that.
Dude, listen.
There's no way that the groundhoggies is going to get, like, the satisfactory replacement is going to be a piece of cake.
A gender reveal party?
And vegan at that? No. Like, are you kidding me? Listen. And then the icing isn't even real? Get out of here. No. Get like, out of here.
I'm a vegan. I'm like really sensitive to animal treatment. And but I feel like if PETA's going to come in with this, they got to come in with something better than a cake. Now, do I have a solution? I don't.
No, but I can just tell you. That's not it, though.
Can you just imagine the guys with the hats and the beards like cutting into the cake and like giving the announcement? Yeah, that's the drama with PA this week and PA so cray cray.
Now. Stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
DC Fire Chief John Donnelly said in a news briefing late yesterday that 55 of the 67 crash victims have been identified from the Potomac River next to Reagan National Airport after last week's deadly crash. Now, the announcement came hours after 10 charter buses transported the family members of the victims to the tarmac at the airport's runway 33 for a memorial service. Operations to remove the wreckage from the river are set to start today, which will lead to recovery of more victims' remains.
Man, there was a picture I saw over the weekend of the gymnastics team. Skating team. Mm-hmm. That was like literally just sitting there, like living their life. Picture was taken like, I think a day before, you know? And first off, it's just really hard. Obviously, if you see like a list of names and even ages, it's tough. But like to see these people living their normal life just hours before this happened was like so eye-opening to me that nobody ever knows.
Yes.
It's so heartbreaking for so many families, man, you know?
Our hearts go out to the families that are going through this right now. Also, it was just devastating to also see that breaking story about Philly on Friday.
I know.
Last week was a difficult week. Just a huge thank you to our first responders who have really been put through it, honestly, the last week and a half.
Number two.
So Super Bowl Sunday isn't just about touchdowns. It's also a record-breaking spending event this year. An all-time high of 203.4 million adults plan to tune in, with millions throwing parties or heading to restaurants to watch. Total spending on game day goodies like food, drinks, apparel, and decorations is expecting to hit a staggering $18.6 billion. That averages about $92 per person, whether fans are in it for the action, the commercials, or halftime, just the snacks. Wallets are definitely opening up wide for the biggest football night of the year.
Number one.
The Grammys were last night, and music's biggest night hasn't felt this electric in a really long time. Last night's Grammys were just as much about the LA fires as they were about the music. In addition to honoring first responders, the show raised more than $7 million for wildfire relief. That's just from the viewers watching at home. Beyonce won Album of the Year for Cowboy Carter. Cowboy Carter also won Best Country Album. Take a listen to Beyonce.
Here she is.
I think sometimes genre is a cold word to keep us in our place as artists. And I just want to encourage people to do what they're passionate about and to stay persistent.
Beyonce is now the most awarded and nominated artist in Grammy history. Kendrick Lamar walked away with numerous awards, including Song and Record of the Year with Not Like Us. Standout performances, including from Chappell Roan, Doechii, Ray, Charlie XCX, Sabrina Carpenter, Lady Gaga, and Bruno Mars. A surprise performance from The Weeknd after the release of his new album, Hurry Up Tomorrow. There were several musical tributes to the city, as well as a tribute to the late Quincy Jones. Also, major standout moment. Chappell Roan took home Best New Artist, and while she was accepting her award, she also called out record companies for not providing healthcare. Last night was crazy. Did you watch it?
No, I didn't watch it, but I saw the headlines.
What felt really cool about this is I don't know if anyone relates to this, but watching the Grammys hasn't felt like that in a really long time. Like how I felt when I was little, of like really excited to see NSYNC perform, or like really excited to see Britney and Christina on the stage or something. Right. And I think what was really cool is because what was really amazing is every category was stacked, that you really didn't know who the award was going to go to, because in so many different ways, these artists individually had massive years.
Sure.
So, I mean, the Best New Artist category alone, when they had all the performers going back to back to back, it was really like, who is going to take this?
Well, they're able to become stars so much easier nowadays, you know, like to break through the record label nonsense system, if you will. It's like so much easier for these people to now become stars so much faster that all of a sudden we do have all these names that we are household names within like a year, you know?
Yeah.
My question though, obviously we had to go back to Beyonce for a second. Like, so I saw this news, I was so happy for, and then this, my next thought was like, yo, are we still going to argue over this now? Like, can we just drop the whole Beyonce, this is not country, this is like, first off, there's so much going on in the world right now. I'm sure we have more important things to argue about than like Beyonce and the award she's getting. What's the vibe like online? Are people upset about it? Are they happy?
I think it's going both ways. I think a lot of people are extremely excited for Beyonce and thinks that she deserves it. I think she's been nominated for Album of the Year 4 times before actually finally winning this category, which she has. It's a long time overdue. She deserves this, right?
Yeah.
As far as country album, obviously, I think the country world is going to have different things to say. But I think when it comes to Album of the Year, I also think, which is an insanely stacked category itself, I do think she deserved it because of what she did and of how controversial it was her to step outside her genre, which I loved about her acceptance speech. And when she did win Best Country Album, I think she was like, genre is just a box that you are putting us as artists into. And I think every artist has a right to create music. And if it's amazing and if it touches people, I think that's all that matters.
There was not an album that was talked about more last year than
Cowboy Carter, which is also going on tour, which is incredible. This is Jess, and that's your top three.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 minute.
Mix 106.5.
Hey, this is a game that's worth $1,000 in free gas. And now that we've got your attention, let's play, all right? We call this $1,000 minute. We will go to caller number 10 to explain how to do this. And play along in your car, because one day this could be you. All right. Hi, Mix, who's this?
This is Antoinette and Olivia.
Hi, Antoinette and Olivia. What are you guys doing?
We're driving to school.
Good morning. Happy Monday to you guys.
Olivia, how are we feeling about school today?
Good.
Good? We're feeling good. What's going to be the best part of school today?
Favorite
could have part of school today would probably be my music class.
Music class. There we go. Love that. Well, that should be really fun. Well, hopefully we'll have another best part of the day with you guys winning this $1,000 in free gas. We'll go to Jess, explain the rules, and then we're going to play. Jess, how we do it?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know, and we will go back to them only if there is time at the end. You just got to say pass. Ladies, you ready to play?
Yes. Oh my gosh, we're so excited.
I'm so excited for you. Let's do this.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. Today is Monday. What day of the week will it be in 12 days from now?
7 plus 5. Saturday?
Saturday's correct. Question number two. What is the name of the game where players roll 5 dice to make combination and score points?
5 dice? It's not Sparkle.
Well, she said not, so I guess technically it's not what it is. So that's fine. We'll keep going. So what is it then? 5 dice.
Pass.
Question number three. How many continents are entirely in the Southern Hemisphere?
Southern. America, Antarctica, Australia. 3?
It's not 3.
It's 4, isn't it?
3.
No, it's two.
It's 2.
Entirely
in the southern
You had it with
hemisphere.
Antarctica and Australia. We just wanted those two.
Those are two that are entirely.
I'm sorry, no. Libby, I failed you.
No, you're not. No, wait a minute.
Her.
We failed no one. There is no failing in this game.
No, she, seriously, every morning, she, like, waits for Jess to finish the top three. And then she's like, Mom, call.
Call, go.
And, like,
we gotta
Friday,
get on
she's
here.
Not talking. Call now, Mom, call.
Friday, we were number 9.
Oh, my God.
Wednesday, we were number 7.
It's okay.
You guys are getting through quite nicely, then, I'd say.
Yeah, I think you guys should be proud of yourselves. I think you did a really good job. And it's always difficult. Like, the first time you get through, this is the first round you've ever played. It's a lot harder than you think it is. So you guys should be proud. Yeah.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Well, let's go back to the question we skipped and then maybe see how you guys would have done on the rest. So question number two, what is the name of the game where players roll 5 dice to make combination and score points? That answer is Yahtzee.
Yahtzee is what we were looking for there, yeah.
Question number four, let's see how you guys would have done. What is the name of the singer who had the hit song, I Kissed a Girl?
Katy Perry. She sang Katy Perry in the talent show last year.
Oh,
we
would have
killed that.
Perfect. We'd have had that one. Okay.
Also, fun fact, you guys have a chance to win Katy Perry tickets at 8:15, by the way. So make sure to make a note of that.
Let's try that.
Question number 5. In which Pennsylvania city does the famous Groundhog Phil make his weather prediction?
I know his name is Punxsutawney Phil. Is that the name of the town?
Yes, it is. That's absolutely correct. Very nice.
Question number 6. Can you hear me now is the famous slogan of which telecommunications company?
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Commercials back in the day.
It's not Boost Mobile.
Verizon.
Yep.
Verizon.
Yes,
that's Verizon.
Yes.
Good that we didn't converge and I got this one.
And then question number 7, what is the word for words with similar meanings? That answer is synonym.
Yep, it's a synonym.
And she's learning about, Olivia, maybe you should call next time.
Yeah, maybe next time.
Mommy.
But hey, here's the deal.
Yeah, you guys
the first time
job.
Is always the hardest. You weren't quite sure what to expect. You weren't expecting us to even answer. Then we answer. You start playing this game. It's fast. We got it. So, hey, it's all good. Tomorrow we'll come back. We're going to have 7 more trivia questions. You guys keep calling. You're getting through quite nicely. We'll play it
all
again.
All right.
Okay?
Can we try again tomorrow, Liz? All right. Thank you, guys. We love you so much.
We love you, too. Make sure to have a good day and head to Dash In and try their new cinnamon spice hot chocolate, a delicious combo of cocoa and cinnamon spice. Dashin.com for participating locations.
Yeah, listen, I know we all have annoying coworkers, but are we allowed to ask them to not be annoying anymore?
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra.
This is Judge Jess.
Jess's ears perk up. She's like, am I allowed to tell Kramer he's not annoying? Like, he's being too annoying right now. No, listen, I get it. We all have that one person in the office that kind of drives us crazy. But like, how can we handle that? We're turning to Judge Jess to answer that today. If you've never been here for this before, basically, if you're having a disagreement with somebody and you can't really figure out who's right and who's wrong, call our voicemail, 855-Kramer-Jess.
866.
Thank you. 866. Let me give you the right number. 866 Kramer Jess. 866 Kramer Jess. Tell us the dilemma that you're having. And then Jess, who has a very opinionated self, We'll tell you who's right and who's wrong in your situation. Hopefully give you some clarity and kind of where to go with it, right?
Hey, this is Amy from Baltimore. I have a question for Judge Jess. I work in an office, sit in a cubicle, and about 2 months ago, we got a new coworker who is sitting next to me. And last week, my boss comes to me and basically tells me that the new coworker has complained to him that she is really distracted by the way that I decorate my cubicle. And I do have decorations. I get it. I mean, I make it fun and lighthearted. I have little twinkly lights. I do have like a little bubble machine that sometimes I'll play if someone has to come chat to me. I'll make it kind of fun, brighten their day. I've got like a tiny little disco ball, but I will say it's all only in my space. How this is bothering this new coworker, I don't understand. And now my boss is coming to me basically saying I have to have a discussion with her to, you know, work this out. So Judge Jess, I need some advice. Please tell me, am I right to keep what I have and kind of fight for my space, or do I have to succumb to this new person? So yeah, thanks for the help.
Yo, this is tough, right?
No, it's not.
No,
you know that it's not a big deal when your boss is like, you guys can handle it amongst yourselves. means it's not a big deal and they don't care. The coworker is just being a pain in the butt, in my opinion.
So what do you do? What do you have? I mean, we're all sharing space, right? So like in an office, if you had the bubble machine got me though. Like if your coworker had a bubble machine,
yeah.
Like I just imagine Jess had a bubble machine and it was like blowing into like my space and stuff. I'd be like, no, this is super annoying. So like, what do you do? What are you supposed to do? Is she supposed to like just make her space less
girl, do not let anyone block your shine. I think that it's like, I mean, I relate to her. I'm in a separate studio and I have purposely created my space to where when I come into my studio in the morning, it puts me in a different mental space. And I feel like that is crucial for a lot of people, especially when they're going to work. Maybe the bubble machine can only happen when like her coworker is, you know, in the bathroom or something. Okay, I'll give her that. But because she says it's contained in her own area, I just feel like the coworker is just being kind of like a meanie pants. Like, don't be mad because she went and decked out her whole spot. You know what I mean?
But I would feel some kind of way. If Jess and I were in the same studio and I came in here and you had like all your stuff up on these walls and stuff, does anybody have a coworker that has like a really fun flair workspace? And like, does it bother you? We got to kind of hear the other point of view too. From the person that feels like your coworker's space is like getting into your space, you can call us 410-583-1065. Yeah. Amanda, do you agree with Jess's ruling?
Girl, don't let her burst her bubble. Maybe turn your bubble machine in her direction just to annoy her a little bit more.
That's what I'm saying. And add some LED lights on top of that.
Wait, you would turn, if this was you, honestly, you would turn the bubble machine that has already been brought up to be an issue. You would literally turn it towards your coworker and blow it on her?
Just a little bit, you know, and maybe have a fan going in that direction. I'm just curious if it's in her own cubicle or if it's a whole open space.
Yeah, I know. I need to see it.
That's a whole open space.
Yeah.
And we have a radio that plays. And I'll play all sorts of music. Yeah. And God help me, if I start to hum, I get in trouble.
Oh, really?
That's so annoying. So
you've got some cubicle drama with this.
Right.
Yeah. But in this situation, you can rule on this.
I rule that she's not in the wrong.
Not that she can do it.
Nope.
Bubble machine and everything.
Bubble machine, disco ball, all the things. Keep shining, girl.
Okay, this should be fun. If you had to use a brand, to describe your ex, which one would you choose? Jess and I just saw this trending and we're like, wait, this is kind of funny. Do you want to explain how this is working on here, Jess?
So there's a trend online with women describing their exes as clothing brands, and it's actually pretty hilarious. Heather, who is a creator, goes by Savage Mom Life One, asked her followers to jump on the trend and basically share theirs on Instagram. So for example, one online user described her ex as Tommy Hilfiger, because he'll figure out a way to lie about anything. One of my favorites right here, a woman is calling her ex Ross because I settled for less. I mean, this is a long, long list, but the fact of just how creative these women are.
Like, dudes were getting cooked on here. We'll give you some more. Like, this woman said hers is Gerber, you know, the baby brand, because he's still a mama's boy. Somebody said Forever 21 because he refuses to grow up, which, I mean, I guess that is true.
This one was funny to me. IKEA, complicated instructions, a lot of work, and missing pieces. Ooh.
Bro,
I feel that one in my core.
This is brutal. How about we do TJ Maxx, paid the max, got the minimum.
Oh, no.
or Nike, constantly just doing it with someone else. So it's not...
Dollar General, because he never had a dollar in general. Oh, my goodness. This is hilarious. So if you
so
search Savage Mom Life 1 if you want to see this entire list. It's hilarious.
But let's see if you can come up with some. Like if you had to choose a brand, maybe it's clothing, but some of these are stores and stuff, to describe your ex, is there one that immediately pops in your head? Kristen's in Aberdeen. You've got a good one for us. What is it?
GameStop, because he had a lot of products with me, but gave me less than what I was worth.
Yes. Yo, you're like, what the hell?
I love that so much. Yo, that's so good.
This trade-in value is awful. Like, what in the world? That makes no sense. What was the story with you guys? What happened?
So he like told me, oh, I don't want to get married again, this and that, which is fine.
Yeah.
But then he like cheated on me and married her, and you know, but he downgraded. So
he went from the PS5 to the PS2. You know what I'm saying? Like, what in the world?
Exactly.
Terrible trade-in. Awful value.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
Baltimore Ravens kicker Justin Tucker faces more allegations of inappropriate conduct. Three more massage therapists have come forward, one of which sharing with the Baltimore Sun her allegations that Tucker had behaved inappropriately during massage sessions. The woman outlined salacious details about Tucker to the Sun on Thursday, much like several unnamed massage therapists told the Baltimore Banner. Quote, people started messaging me, oh my God, you were right. A former Baltimore massage therapist told The Sun on Thursday about the incident she said occurred in 2015. As of Saturday, reports from at least now 9 therapists from 5 local wellness centers included details of Tucker exposing himself, brushing himself against 2 women, and leaving bodily fluids on the massage table after 3 of his treatments. The Banner reported the alleged incidents occurred between 2012 and 2016.
Yo, even after we had a woman, we read a message from one of our listeners on Friday's show, and even from that, we started to get more DMs from people that were like,
well, yep, they knew somebody.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's scary, it's sad, it's like gross, it's like hard to digest, right? When you've got somebody with like such a squeaky clean image.
Right.
It's like, dude, bro, come on.
Number 2.
People magazine just released a list of the most dangerous expired condiments. Here are 5 condiments that might not last as long as you think. Number 1, mayonnaise. So once it's been opened, the USDA says it's actually only good for 2 months.
Oh, wow.
Number 2, salad dressing. Creamy kinds that have eggs or cheese are also supposed to be tossed out after 2 months. Oily dressings last longer. Number 3, ketchup and barbecue sauce. This list says you've got about 6 months to use them once they're opened. Number 4, mustard. Once you break the seal, you've got 1 year to use it up. And last on the list, number 5, soy sauce. Some people assume it's something that can last forever, myself included. I am wrong. You only have about a year to use it.
This feels like big condiment, though, doesn't it? This feels like they're trying to just... You can't tell me soy sauce goes bad. You can't sit here and tell me. Y'all just trying to get me to throw up my soy sauce buy more soy sauce.
I believe this. This gives me so much anxiety because I am known for, like, I don't like nothing. Yep. I check my expiration dates. Like,
oh, you
do? I will toss stuff out of the fridge. Garage boy, my husband gets so mad at me. I'm like,
yes.
Are you actually going to use this and are you actually going to eat this? So when I saw this list, I was like, I have to tell the people because I know, like myself, I thought mayonnaise lasted forever. No, 2 months after it's open. I'm just looking out for you. y'all.
You're the only person throwing mayonnaise out after 2 months.
I'm like,
sure.
I'm literally throwing all my stuff out when I get home.
Number one.
This is getting messy. Justin Baldoni has officially put out a website that contains, at least according to him, evidence that supports his allegations against Blake Lively. The website, thelawsuitinfo.com, includes a 224-page amended complaint PDF and a 168-page PDF titled Timeline of Relevant Events. So, the complaint includes details like Baldoni's team claiming the metadata from a New York Times article posted in December about his alleged harassment and smear campaign shows the newspaper colluded with Lively and Ryan Reynolds for months. The timeline, meanwhile, contains things like emails, text messages, going as far back as January 2019. Lively and Baldoni are engaged in an escalating legal battle. Lively has accused Baldoni of sexual harassment and defamation. The actor has countersued for $400 million alleging defamation and civil extortion.
When did you, I'm assuming you looked at the site, did it make you feel any kind of different way?
Honestly, I'm not, and I wonder if, you know, if you're listening right now, you can relate to this feeling. When I saw this headline come out, I didn't look at the website.
Oh, you didn't want to?
I don't want to. I have no interest.
That's how I feel. And I'm not saying commentary because I'm like, I don't.
And I'm not saying, like, again, I think when we've had this conversation multiple times, because something new about the story comes out almost every single day, it feels like no one's going to know anything until, you know, they finally go to court.
Sure.
But just the idea, I mean, the website's called thelawsuitinfo.com. Like, dude, and if this is legitimate, if you have things, if this is for real, it feels gross.
Yeah, take it to court. Maybe just not. I don't know why.
Why wouldn't you wait? Why wouldn't you wait to, like, you know, I don't know, put up a PowerPoint when you're in the courthouse? Like, why wouldn't you? I don't know. It's crazy. This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5.
Do you think you could tell between a real person, a knockoff purse, like a really fancy designer purse, or would you also have no idea? We're going to find out right now. We're going to find out if most people could tell or not. This is really important in this week's Talk Me Out of It update, where we check back in with people from the week before that called in with their seemingly crazy ideas. Jess, where were we last week?
Anonymous replaced her sister's designer Prada bag with a fake because when her sister was out of town, she went into her room and she took it, even though her sister told her not to, and she used it, and she accidentally ended up losing the bag. She had, you know, one too many drinks and accidentally left it in an Uber. So she was considering giving her sister the fake purse in hopes that she wouldn't notice that it wasn't the original.
Yeah. And we were like, man, it just depends if she finds out, man. Like, morally, it's wrong. But we don't find out, by the way, until you do. So let's find out together. Hi, Anonymous. Good morning. I think you're on the voice disguiser. Yeah. Anonymous, are you there?
Hi, good morning.
Okay. Did you end up giving her the fake purse?
Yeah, I did, but I was in a panic and I like forgot where it was originally.
Oh no.
Like where she had it. And then when she came home, like she immediately knew and she was like, did you touch my purse? And like, where's my purse? And I'm just like,
Wait. So she instantly knew that was not real. You told us last week though that to you it seemed like it was a pretty good knockoff.
Like legit looking.
Like you sold me on this.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it's because I didn't put it where it was exactly.
Yeah.
Or if it's like, because like, the thing is, she said it's like the first thing she ever bought with her money. So like, I mean,
no.
I don't know. I guess it had like nuances. But she knew immediately that, like, wasn't hers.
Wait, so what happened? Do you have to buy her a new one? Like, what's the situation between the two of you right now?
Yeah, she's so pissed, and she's, like, making me go on a payment plan, and she's making me pay rent now.
Wait, you didn't pay rent before? Hold on, you didn't tell us this.
No.
It's like, if I didn't know you're paying rent, I'd be like, girl, wait.
I didn't steal her purse. I just borrowed it.
Girl, you stole it. Let's call it like it is. You stole that bag.
Well, how do you feel about her reaction, then? Do you feel like it's fair?
I think she's overreacting. Like, come on, I'm her sister. It's just a purse.
You are going to like pay for a new one, like a real one, yeah?
Yeah, a real one. She has me on a payment plan.
Well, okay, well, that's good, obviously.
That's,
like,
that's fine.
Like aware of your situation, you know
but,
what I mean?
But you weren't paying rent before, and now she's like, you also have to start paying me rent?
Yeah, and she was like, she told me she didn't want to live with me anymore, and if I wanted to stay, I have to pay rent.
Wow.
And,
yeah.
So did you royally F this up then? Like, this may be bigger than we realized. Like, do you think that's fair to have to pay rent then?
I mean, I just think she's overreacting. Like,
no.
I don't feel like she needs my money.
Okay.
Is this what, did you say this to her?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I'm sure that probably didn't sit well.
I wish you the best, and I hope at least you guys can rebuild from this moving forward. No, and if anything, just don't take her stuff anymore.
Yeah, I think the purse thing is, I mean, the paying back part's fine.
I think it's probably more of a nostalgic thing, too, because I didn't realize like that it was that significant to her as well.
I didn't realize you weren't paying rent. Like, if that was the case, I probably would have said, let's be a little more careful in these situations.
Yeah.
You know? But how do you feel like it turned out?
Like, are horrible.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I think you lost in this situation. Sorry for telling you to replace it. That probably was the wrong advice.
Are you going to keep the fake, though, at least?
Yo, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
okay. There you go. At least you have a new purse out of it.
Yeah, right. Thousands of dollars later. Wow. What a saga. I know it's not what you were, you know, kind of hoping to happen, but we appreciate you telling the story. Appreciate you calling us back and letting us know how this all turned out.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Hey, Mary of Moden, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, gang.
What do you think about this?
Oh, my gosh. I'm laughing out loud, but it's kind of sad. The lack of remorse is what is really upsetting me about the young lady.
Yeah.
There was a part of me, I don't know how the conversation all of a sudden turned to upset that she had to pay rent. That was the one part of me where I was like, yes, I get it, but like,
God help her next roommate. But the fact that it's just a purse, but it's like the difference between somebody who invested, saved, and purchased that item versus someone who just took it, lost it, and now just can't understand why your sister's upset.
Well, not only that, too. I think we learned after chatting with her last week and today that the purse apparently was like the first expensive item that her sister ever spent her own money on, which obviously is important to her sister. And we don't know what her sister does for work, but obviously it takes a lot of hard work to be in the place to spend money on those things. I also don't know if Anonymous isn't taking this as seriously or she doesn't think it's as big of a deal because it's her sister, you know?
It should even be more because it's your sister.
Right.
You know, it's not like you took a acquaintance. So I guess she thinks the sister card clears her, but from her sister's perspective, it's such a
hurtful.
I don't want to be dramatic. It's a betrayal.
Yeah.
And
it is a betrayal. It is.
It's her stuff.
Let's talk to Leia in Pikesville. Hi, Leia. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think? I mean, you know, she stole her sister's purse. She got caught doing it now. Her sister's upset with her. She doesn't quite understand, though. She thinks, you know, this is my sister. She feels like now the rent thing feels unfair because her sister's now making her pay rent. Your thoughts?
So I think, first of all, the payment plan is totally understandable. Like, that totally makes sense.
Yeah.
And I agree with that.
It seemed kind of nice.
As for the rent, I think that the sister maybe didn't want to keep living with her sister and not being paid rent. So this was like the perfect excuse. Or she just, it was the last straw, or as they say, the straw that broke the camel's back. So, like, that's personally what I think. Like, she wanted her to pay rent all along, which makes sense. If you're living with somebody for an extended time, you pay rent.
Sure.
It doesn't matter if it's your family member or not. You just pay rent.
Right.
So I think that this was a good excuse for her to say, like, you need to start paying rent now.
Maybe blessing in disguise, possibly.
Yeah.
I feel bad about her purse, but maybe blessing in disguise.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.